This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Joining us now is Celinda Lake, the Democratic pollster in this light. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. It's nice to have
Thank
you here.
Thank you for having me.
What's that sound?
It was independent women going to the undecided and independent men going to the party. That's who's there. That's who's running the road. We got to get them, we got to hold them. And frankly, we're having a really, really hard time holding them. Our candidates, Hillary's having a hard time holding them, and our Senate candidates are having a very hard time holding them. And they are pouring money into them. We're all excused from our day jobs right now, John, partisan have fun. Democrats are 11 points behind the Republicans on the Congress. We're 7 points behind the Republican White House. We never won a presidential election. We never in history, since we left Obama, that we weren't even on. We are in trouble. First of all, I'm glad, and I should thank all the leaders around the table. You guys are very trusted messengers on this stuff. We are not in a lie about how the pensions work and stuff like that. We're risking things on Wall Street and loopholes. You might lie to them about whether someone's really good on their guns or something like that. You might lie to them about...
Of course, this is maybe a little tough to hear, especially if in your car and trying to discern what they're talking about here. But Scott, this is one of the latest Veritas videos, right?
Yeah, this was taken out of the Project Veritas. Basically, what she's saying is that they're behind in the polls that they're doing. So she then asked a table full of union leaders to lie to their people, because you're a very trusted source of information for these people. You know, they believe you when you tell them how their pensions and everything work.
Mm-hmm.
And then she basically says, you might lie to them about their job, but they trust you.
Right.
And she goes on to say, she's talking about how they're down in the polls and that they've never won any election unless they were, certain things that had happened. And, yeah, so she's basically asking them to lie.
Yeah, well, are we surprised? I mean, this is why people who are involved in unions, trying to maintain the integrity of the unions, have seen where they have stepped over the line. And, in a sense, they're kind of a microcosm of what's happened to our national debate here and with the money. Is that the Democrats are able to tap into, in the name of liberty and the general context of it all, able to tap into the national treasury and utilize it whenever they can for their interest to promote and get themselves reelected. And so here they are with the unions. Let's face it, unions vote, I think it's like 85% for Democrats. I mean, you talk about a system that's rigged, that is rigged. And some union faithful feel like they're ill-served here because it has been politicized. And this is a perfect case in point here where, a Democratic pollster is talking to the union leaders and they're all drinking the Kool-Aid together. Saying, okay, all right, we've got to misrepresent, we've got to lie to the members. I mean, here they are, leaders, lying to the members. The members got to figure it out. They know with anybody with any kind of objectivity and reason is going to say, hey, look, we're getting worked here. And, we noticed that ourselves. We feel like a bunch of mushrooms, as we talked about, right?
Well, I think the big thing there is that, I think the idea of a union is a really great thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that they don't have... People, it's just like, it's how I feel about politicians. I don't feel they know what I go through as a common person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody in Congress knows how much it costs for a gallon of milk. I'd be shocked if they do. So I feel the same way about unions, is that they've started worrying about lining their own pockets as opposed to worrying about me and mine.
Well, they get the leadership, and you're right in the leadership level. I agree. I can't argue with you on that point. But what I'm, I have a problem with unions, and that is that it mediocritizes everybody. It doesn't reward excellence. If you're not, outside of the leadership and you're part of the everyday union worker, then you got to just go along to get along, because that's what the union says, and they've been pretty, pretty obvious about that.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
No question, it's an awesome project, ladies and gentlemen, but like anything, when we decide we want to lose weight, it didn't happen overnight, it happened in time, and it has taken us a number of years, decades, to get where we are right now. I don't know how much further we have to fall away from our constitutional right and the constitutional objective and the vision that our founding fathers had for us. But, because we are on the brink. I really believe this. We're on the brink of losing this republic if we make the wrong choice 1 week from today. This is why it is so critical that you be informed. You not count yourself a part of that low information voter group that goes in and just votes and pulls the lever. And I would say that on both sides, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, understand who you're voting for and why. You know, we need to get passionate about the future of this country. Again, not because of ourselves, but what we're handing this country to our children and our grandchildren. We hear a lot about Barack Obama's legacy. What about this generation's legacy when it comes to, supporting this republic and turning over a country better off than what we found it? And dare I say that we are quite compromised right now, and it's going to be up to me and you, because this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which means that we're responsible. We got what we deserve because we've allowed this to happen. Well, Daniel Joseph is with us right now. He can best be described as a business generalist, a China specialist. Dan's been focused on China for more than 20 years, including living there for 12 years, so he knows from whence he speaks. Most recently, Dan was China advisor for the International Advisory Group at PNC Financial Services Group, the sixth largest bank in the U.S. His role was to provide information, advice, and related services to PNC clients relative to their business activities in China. Daniel Joseph, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations on the book, by the way, The China Curve, Critical Differences, your related award-winning documentary, A Democracy Road.
Thank you very much. It's exciting. It's the first time I've done a documentary, and to get a couple of film festival awards right off the bat is nice.
Well, that's good fun. It's good affirmation of what you've been doing. Also, what you've been able to draw from your experience and the conclusions. And there's much to be understood about China. We see this growing entity that is amassing more and more, taking advantage, I believe, of America's, I guess, weakness. And they're having fun, you know, from building and militarizing an island, what, some 800 miles off their coast and claiming some sort of international right. And now they've interjected themselves in the Middle East. I mean, what are we not understanding about China here, Dan?
Well, you know, China is a kind of new and very complex relationship for us and for the world. You know, China, we've never had to deal this directly with an emerging country, a developing country like this. When you look at the last 50 years or more of human history, when countries like, you know, China's per capita GDP is still only 20% of ours, mm-hmm. but their population is almost five times ours. Mm-hmm. So they have a big footprint. When countries like Taiwan and South Korea were at this stage of development, we weren't paying attention to them because they're not that big. So right. China's going to be a country that's still evolving, not fully capitalist, not democratic yet, does not have really share the world view that we do, and yet has a huge footprint. So we have to adapt to that. The good news is, I believe China is moving in the right direction. They're becoming more like us, more egalitarian. And also the fact that they are engaging the world as they grow and they need the rest of the world helps us tremendously. But in the short term, and by short term, I mean the next few decades, there is the possibility for differences of opinion and even conflict because we don't see things exactly eye to eye as we now do with Japan and Germany. Keep in mind, it wasn't, you know, 50, 60 years ago, we didn't exactly get along with those countries either.
Exactly. Doesn't some of this just happen with the evolution of a country, as you say, with China? They're starting to see things eye to eye because, you know, when you decide that you're going to become a little bit more free market or capitalistic, you want to take advantage of your labor force because it serves you. It goes back to that old business management principle that people do that which they get rewarded for. So when China makes the right decisions, supports its constituency, it fares better for them as opposed to being an oligarchy or, you know, some strong hand North Korea type of government.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, make no question about it. This might sound unusual to your listeners, but I always say that China is the best example we have that free market capitalism works. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they've been growing like crazy, and it's because they're turning toward the free market. 35 years ago, the Chinese economy was 100% controlled by the government. Everything was state-owned. Now it's actually about 50-50. And the dynamic part of the economy, the part that is engaged with us and that we worry about, that is the free market part. That's what's creating jobs and innovation. So China, as long as China continues to move in that direction, China will improve. And I think China will become easier to deal with.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. I mean, right now, they're not necessarily bogged down by the regulations that we have here in this country. You know, a buddy of mine who was a travel guide in China. This was back before we could even get there. It was kind of interesting the way he got there. And he was talking about the burgeoning capitalistic mindset. And he says, oh, yeah, in China, they have their Colonel Sanders version as well. He says, but it's a hoot. You go there and somebody's home and they got chickens all caged up and, you know, just operating out of their home. He says, it's hysterical. But, you know, these are people figuring it out and they're excited to have their own business. But it's just like, okay, you want to sell chickens? Go sell chickens. Well, they don't stop to give any concern about what it could mean for the neighborhood or anything like that. It's just, hey, I'm in the chicken selling business now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very dynamic economy, and because of that mixture that I just described to you, mm-hmm. I like to say to people that if you're in some parts of the Chinese economy, like the old sectors, heavy industry, energy, the government surrounds you and you feel like you have to ask permission to go to the restroom. On the other hand, if you're in the more liberalized parts of the economy, like technology, like manufacturing, services, retail, it is just brisk competition, free market. In fact, it's such laissez-faire competition, you actually say to yourself, I wish the government would show up every now and again just to enforce a rule.
Right.
So it's a real mixed bag, but make no mistake about it. China isn't growing because they figured out how to make the government, how the government can run a good company. Mm. China is growing because its government is doing less. And the one thing that China's kind of figured out is You don't have to have the government do less or do nothing overnight. As long as you make a gradual move in that direction, that's good enough.
Exactly. Well, like I said, you can go back and understand that the cream always rises, and you've got this pent up, I think it's a natural sense of productivity that every human being has within them. And if governments can tap into that, and I say by tapping into it, unleash it, you've got quite an explosive potential for GDP there, as being evidence, as you say. There's a lot we can learn from what's going on there in China. More with Daniel Joseph and the China Learning Curve and Democracy Road on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function.
Improve. Good job, Daniel. Can you hear me okay?
Mental acuity. Yeah, good.
Okay,
good. Sounds good.
Wonderful. Yeah, good job. We'll pick it up from there, and we got 10 more minutes. Did you hear the music at the end there, by the way?
Yeah, I could hear that, yes.
Okay, the music's just it's time to dance out. It usually comes up with about a minute, and so the minutes, that last minute, seconds count down pretty quick, so. So we'll give you a chance to plug your book and anything else you want to plug, your DVD and that. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines,
pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You got your hair combed back, and the pressure's on, baby.
MartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Daniel Joseph continues. The China Learning Curve and Democracy Road. We're talking about his book, The China Learning Curve, Understanding the Key Aspects of China that Should Drive Policy. And, Daniel, you look at this. I mean, you have been a student of China, you know, for, what, 20 years now, lived in China for 12 years. So you have an inside look, and some of these policies, I imagine, it's probably like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for you.
Yeah, I think we could, in some places, use a reassessment of how we approach China. I think right now, understandably, given the state of the economy, people looking for reasons why things aren't going as well as we would like. I think free trade has come in the crosshairs, and China's right at the forefront. Our trade relationship with China is not perfect, but I think if you dig into the details, you'll find that it is driven mostly by market factors, and that while we could work on some things, it is a mistake to think, and again, I don't want to get into, you know, I'm not playing sides here, but I think Donald Trump, who, by the way, would be my preferred candidate, although I'm not an enthusiastic supporter, I'll just come clean on that, but I think Donald Trump in this area, he's just overpromising a bit. The idea that we're going to slap tariffs on China and we're going to have huge numbers of jobs come back, it doesn't really work that way. We could work on the relationship and our trade deals in general, but mostly this is just part of the evolution of an economy. The Germans have a trade surplus. The Japanese have much smaller trade deficits and sometimes trade surpluses, and they're losing manufacturing jobs, and they're not growing more quickly than we are. So there is, to a certain extent, some false hope, I believe, in thinking that trade's the solution, whereas we should be focused more on other issues like our own debt problem and our own competitiveness problems and our education issues and family breakdown. If we would actually focus on those, we would find that those would solve our economic ills a lot more than a harshly anti-trade policy, which seems quite popular in this election.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you in part, Daniel, because I think you got the old Pareto principle here that comes into play, that 20% of anything gives you 80% of return. But right now, we have like thrown all, even that concept out the window, and we're taking it on the chin time and time again. So now you have a populace who comes in and says, hey, what about America? You know, where are we in this whole deal? We got kind of left in the dust. We continue to hold our hands out and think about others first, which is, I can understand some of that, but at the end of the day, you're still responsible for managing the people's money. And as a businessman who comes in, I believe that he's got at least enough moxie and experience to be able to say, look, we're going to feather this in now that, you know, when he's in there and he's in the big chair and understands all the moving parts, you know, he's smart enough to understand that he's going to feather this in. He's not necessarily going to go and start, you know, building walls overnight and doing all this. He knows it, that it comes with cooperation. You've got to get Mexico to understand that it's in their best interest to have a wall, that a wall works on both sides. You know, it makes for good neighbors, as they say. And as far as a policy, a fiscal policy, a trade policy with China, it is in the same way. So he'll find a way to explain and negotiate with the Chinese why it is in their best interest, because after all, I mean, at this point, you know, we look at what China is doing economically, but then, you know, we have this other wild card going on that seems to threaten security, and there's this military threat that continues to grow in China. I mean, and how concerned should America be about that?
Well, there is reason for concern. Now, you know, America is, the largest economy in the world, and we have a military that is commensurate with that. If another country such as China is experiencing economic growth and wants to build a military that is commensurate with that, I don't think that's necessarily an act of aggression. I think we should expect that. So it's not necessarily true that China is, quote, on some sort of war footing or anything like that. They have taken – now, we should understand that unlike, you know, much of the world, and going back 50 years, Japan and Germany. China has, because of its own history, I think, relative to its relationship with foreigners, going back to the Opium Wars and World War II, China just has kind of a distrust of foreign relations, although they're not that difficult to do business with. And I guess my point is they're not going to necessarily rise and immediately take a spot under the U.S. security umbrella as other countries have done. They're going out on their own path. The good news is because they're engaged with us economically, I think it means the likelihood of some sort of major conflagration is very small. But there are risk points right now in the South China Sea. There have been disputes over territory there for literally for decades. In the last few years, China has taken more aggressive actions relative to land reclamation and building facilities, which has frankly tweaked the entire region. This is not really, this is, you know, it's our allies in the region are actually a lot more upset about this than we are. We're just an ally to the whole thing. To be honest with you, I think China, the biggest impact of what they're doing is to drive those countries in that region closer to us. So I'm not sure they're getting out of it what they want. But I think as long as we continue to build the right military alliances, we can counteract that without any great threat. But it is a risk we have to keep our eyes on.
Well, we had hoped to do that with Japan, and look what happened, you know, in terms of, you know, building these industrial alliances and commercial alliances. And, you know, suddenly they had their own agenda, went their own way, and now we're in World War II. Hopefully we're not looking at the same thing in China, as you say, like it or not. There is this globalist evolution and this understanding that we're becoming interrelated, and international trade reinforces that ideal and the prospects to promote harmony and being good neighbors, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's really that's the key. I mean, there is the Japanese, you know, when they industrialized, they were, by the time World War II came, they were much more industrialized than, say, even for that period than you could argue China, maybe equal to what China is now. Mm-hmm. And they were sending engineers and whatnot to the United States to learn technology, but they were nowhere near as engaged and integrated into some sort of global trading arrangements as the Chinese is now. So it's kind of a different world. Mm-hmm. I understand making that drawing that analogy of the risk, but I just think it's much smaller. But I'm not here to say, as I like to tell people, when I work with clients, my job is not to say to them, hey, let's ignore the risk. China's easy. In fact, right. My job is the exact opposite. It's to say, wait a minute, slow down.
Right.
Let's identify some risks here. So there are risks. We need to have our military in a position. And by the way, having a weak economy does not help us do this, but we want our military to be strong enough just to help keep China honest. And so as they continue to rise, both sides are you know, equipped to get along well. And I think as long as we do that militarily through our own strength and our own alliances, we can manage the situation well, but we can't take our eye off the potential risks.
Well, and as you say, what we're experiencing isn't unique to us. The world is experiencing the same thing, the downturn in production, a labor force that's getting antsy. I think what you're finding out in China is basically that inherent concept, as I said earlier, and that is that people at the end of the day want to feel some sense of productivity. They're happier, they're more fulfilled when they're doing something and producing something. And this is what you have here, is that in this country, we've got a lot of Americans that are relying on the government, and they're really not happy about this. I mean, they don't like the idea that they're losing their dreams, do they?
No. And it, to a certain extent, I like to say that if you want to truly understand freedom and prosperity, go to where they have none and they're building it, and that's China. And we can see as they move towards liberalization. And I'll just close by saying, and that's why we made the documentary Democracy Road. The main point there is, instead of telling countries they should hold elections immediately, which never seems to work, by the way, because the rule of law isn't firmly established.
Right.
What we ought to be doing is telling countries that economic growth...
Well, Daniel, we're out of time. We got to leave it at there. Go to democracyroadmovie.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like it. It's all about you, and it should be, after all. I mean, this is a government of, for, by, we the people, believe it or not. Not of, for, and by the elites. They'd want us to believe that, this ruling class that has taken over our country. But the good news is we can take it back, and it starts a week from today. And that is, you can go out there and vote. Be an informed voter, okay? Make sure you get out there and vote and exercise your right as a citizen, because we need you. We need your right. Everybody, it is all hands on deck is required. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now, and it's good to have Carolyn Vassil back with us. She's a natural health advocate and creator of Sufficiency. Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Good to have you back on with us. Hey, just to give a little bit of background for some of our listeners, because we have new listeners that are added to the show every day, and we welcome them. And they may not know of your story. You know, the whole idea behind Sufficiency was because of your mom and what your mom was going through, right?
Absolutely. Well, as the last time we spoke, we talked about Sufficiency, which is a very high-dose vitamin C, lemon peach, immune aid drink mix. Not only is it fortified with up to 4,000 milligrams of non-GMO vitamin C and generous doses of L-lysine, bromelain, and a 94% pure green tea extract, it tastes amazing. It's a lemon peach drink mix, and I made it for my mother, as you said, because people struggle. And when they struggle, they're forced to either take products that are inferior or they're very good and they just taste horrible. Mm-hmm. So we fortified our drink mix with a organic stevia. It's sugar-free because there should never be sugar when you're having any vitamin C product. And it is just a seamless, easy drink that people can drink when they're hot and thirsty, after they work out, in the morning for breakfast, with meals, and they're getting that immune fortification throughout the day the way they should and the way nature intended.
Exactly.
So that was our first product, but now we're on to Glutenizer.
Yeah, we got to talk about the real cause of indigestion and why it matters.
You know, the digestive process is such an important process. Let's face it, whatever we take in, the foods that we take in, they're supposed to nourish ourselves, mm-hmm. and then we become strong people and all of the systems of the body are working properly. But when we have a problem with digestion, everything stops. And it's a slow process, but it also could be, I hate to say it, almost like a slow death.
Mm.
Your body is being robbed of nutrients.
Exactly.
And how are you supposed to be healthy and flourish when you're stuck with food in your gut that's creating havoc and polluting your digestive process?
Yeah, you got all this sludge,
exactly.
Clogging your artery, clogging your pipeline here, your digestive pipelines.
Exactly. You know, the digestive process is pretty easy. You take food in, and it's supposed to be pre-digested. We're born with a certain amount of enzymes. God gave it to us. Nature, we were bestowed with enzymes at birth, and these enzymes help us digest, but we're only born with a certain amount. So when we're born with, let's say, for example, an inadequate supply due to genetic reasons, or we've abused our digestive system by eating foods that are heavily processed and are devoid of enzymes, we keep pulling and pulling and pulling from what nature gave us. So at some point, we are not going to be able to digest the food that we're taking in. When the food is not pre-digested, it sits in your stomach like a lump.
Mm.
And sorry to be graphic, but it basically sits there. It's fermenting.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
creating gases.
Yeah.
And it's pushing up this valuable stomach acid that you have to a point in a spot where it's very uncomfortable, and right away people run for antacids. We never want to get rid of the acid that we have in our body. It's so incredibly valuable, but it needs to be where it's supposed to be, not in your esophagus.
Yes. But you think of the anti-acid industry. I mean, we're talking, what, a multiple billion-dollar industry that has become. I mean, our answer to any kind of discomfort is give me a pill. And so,
absolutely.
Hey, look at the pharmacists there and pharmacology and the whole industry is willing, hey, you want a pill? They'll give you a pill, right?
Not only will they give you a pill, you are in the system and you're going to keep buying more and more and more pills. And this is the problem. With Glutenizer, what we've done is we've made this absolutely delicious kiwi strawberry digestive aid that is super fortified with a full spectrum premium blend of enzymes, the thing that we need the most.
Yes.
When we take these enzymes in, they are able to actually digest your food. And the nice thing about it is within 20 minutes, you start to get the symptom relief that people really need and want.
Right, exactly.
But the best part is that now your system is working and the food can actually do the job it's supposed to do, which is nourish us.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this has to be combined with sensible eating, but, you know, sometimes people are so badly compromised from all of these antacids that they don't know how to get off of the antacids. It's really a struggle for them. And, you know, what gets all the attention? Gluten.
Yes.
Now, we know people are gluten sensitive. We know people have issues with the digestion of gluten. And that is because gluten is a very difficult to digest protein. Now, I am going to say this. I'm not talking about celiacs.
Yeah.
This is for people that are just struggling with the digestion of gluten.
Yeah.
We have fortified this product with not only the enzymes that help to digest gluten, but the enzymes that help to digest all difficult to digest proteins. So you're getting full spectrum coverage, full spectrum relief in a very natural way. And sometimes people just assume because gluten is getting all the attention that that is automatically the problem.
Right.
And we've addressed everything because it's all out there. These problems exist. It's very common for dairy. People struggle with the digestion of dairy. I mean, it just goes on and on. And this gives you the coverage you need. It's seamless. It's pleasant. It's sweet and satisfying. You could travel with it.
I can attest to that. All that she's saying is true. I take the product. It is excellent, and I highly recommend it to you. And the thing to understand here, and what Carolyn is saying, and I guess this kind of been the theme for the day here for some reason. But you know, we didn't get fat overnight. We didn't have our problems overnight. You know, even like with our country and the political problems we have, it didn't happen overnight. It takes time. So don't get frustrated. She's not claiming in any way that this is instantaneous. That suddenly, you know, a couple of, you know, spoonfuls and boom, you're ready to go. It will be a process, and you will feel the difference in time. But it's not a long time either. I mean, but still, you need to be patient. Understand that, hey, it took you a while to get this way, and it's not going to be fixed overnight, right?
Bill, you know, I have the best news about this. When people, you know, when people are struggling with indigestion, it's so uncomfortable.
Yes.
They're kind of reluctant, even though they may want to try a product like Glutenizer. There's a fear because the symptoms are so uncomfortable.
Right.
But, you know, we've had so many people, and this is the most exciting part, that when they're actually experiencing an episode, they drink it, it tastes good, and let's say they're not feeling 100% relief. Pretty much everyone feels some sort of relief, but if you're problem is so severe and you've been taking these antacids for so long, we can say with confidence by your second dose, the relief is marked. And it's not because we're like amazing. We just took what nature gave us and we gave a very premium high dose blend of these enzymes and made it in a way that people are very comfortable. You know, they're very comfortable drinking something that they enjoy. But really, the most important thing, we could sell this product morning, noon, and night and make all these claims morning, noon, and night. Mm-hmm. But I want your listeners to know that they need to be in tune with their body, and they need to say, you know what, when I have a slice of bread, this happens, or when I have a bowl of ice cream, this happens. In conjunction with being a thoughtful person, they're going to have tremendous success with this product, and I'm excited and I'm elated to be affiliated with a product like this.
Exactly. Well, for more information, you can go to Sufficient C, you know, the letter C, sufficientc.com. And get your hands on the product. I'll tell you, you will not be disappointed, especially this new product that Carolyn was talking about that will go a long way in helping you with indigestion. Carolyn Batzel on Bill Martinez Live. Carolyn, thank you so much.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
It started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, and just for you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us, whether you join us online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have across this country or around the world via shortwave. Good to have you with us. Welcome here to Bill Martinez Live. Akash Chugli is with us right now. We're going to be talking about Obamacare. Today is the day that our Obamacare 3-month open enrollment is kicking off. Americans for Prosperity's director of policy, Akash Chugli, is with us right now. Akash, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot of conversation about the broken promises of this health care system. I mean, it is on intensive care. You know, whether or not the Democrats or the legacy sensitivity of one Barack Obama likes it or not, we've got to do something about Obamacare, don't we?
You're exactly right. It simply is not sustainable in its current form. Premiums skyrocketing, insurers dropping out, deductibles skyrocketing to the point that people are actually putting off receiving care for worsening medical conditions. This is having real negative harm on people. We have to look beyond the politics and consider the realities of what's happening to the law.
Yeah, how do we put the genie back in the bottle here? I mean, you know, this is something, you know, going back to the 90s before that, that the Democrats have been trying to push and you know, people have rejected it time and time again because it was a scary thought to put our government in charge of our health care system. But we're on the brink of throwing our hands up, waving the white flag of surrender and turning this over to the government. That's what I'm concerned about, is that, you know, we may end up as the final solution to a single
payer system because of what Barack Obama and the Democrats, without one Republican, did in the dark of the night with all these special exemptions and kickbacks and everything else. America is paying and has been paying a dire price for this fiasco.
Well, that's exactly right. And so the Democrats basically have a short-term solution and a long-term solution. The short-term solution for them is a taxpayer-funded bailout of Obamacare insurance companies. This is something they're going to try to ram through in the lame duck session when nobody's paying attention. Insurance companies are lobbying for it. Americans for Prosperity is fighting hard to say no to bailouts. Would really encourage your listeners to visit bustthebailouts.com to tell your member of Congress no to a bailout of Obamacare insurers. The next step, as you mentioned, they want a public option, which is a government insurance option that undermines the private sector and will lead to single payer. So we have to stop taxpayer-funded bailouts of Obamacare now and start moving away from the public option, away from government-run health care in the future.
Akash, wasn't there already a certain degree of bailout cooked into the whole process with these insurance companies?
That's exactly right. There were two or three programs baked within the law that were meant to stabilize the insurance market. Now, they were mostly, you know, redistributing money from, you know, profitable insurers to less profitable insurers. Over the past 2 years, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida has been a vigilant champion of making sure that none of those programs cost American taxpayers a dime. He kept them budget neutral. But what we have seen is that even within those programs, Bill, there was a certain amount of money that was to be taken into the program, put into the Treasury to help pay down the deficit to reduce the financial harm of Obamacare.
Right.
The Obama administration blatantly ignored the text of their own law. Instead of giving that money to the Treasury to pay down the deficit, they gave billions of it directly to insurers, putting insurers over taxpayers. We think that's wrong. We think Congress should fight to recoup that money, put taxpayers before insurers.
Kind of funny, you know, we have the Department of Defense going after our vets, reclaiming money that, you know, whether or not it should have or should not, you know, but they make deals with National Guardsmen here in California, and they're reclaiming that money. But I doubt that they would have the intestinal fortitude to go after the money that, you know, violated the agreement of Obamacare and that is in the hands of these insurance companies, right?
That's exactly right. The insurance companies were in the back rooms writing this bill. They're now finding it not profitable for them. They're dropping out of exchanges. Their solution is they have no problem asking for a taxpayer-funded bailout. This is just more, you know, this is exactly what has caused the voter outrage of this year, right? On the left and the right, people are sick of insider crony politics that put special interests before hardworking people who are struggling to make ends meet. The American people have paid for Obamacare once in the higher taxes and higher spending, once with the increased premiums and deductibles, and now they want to try to make us pay for it again with a taxpayer bailout of Obamacare insurance companies. Bill, if your listeners have taxpayers around the country, don't stand up and say absolutely not. They may well be able to ram this through. And so we are really, really encouraging listeners, our activists, people all over the country, to call their member of Congress and say no to an Obamacare bailout of insurance.
Yeah, you better do it, or it's just another thing you're going to complain about that the government has done to you and taken the power out of the hands of the people in doing this sort of thing. Akash, you know as well as I did that the insurance companies, these guys that were in the back room, complicit with the Democrats, with Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid, they knew the deal. They knew this wasn't going to work, and that's why they had to get out of card jail, and they had something there in small print that was going to protect them because, if the truth be known, you know, I mean, they're not in the business to take risk. I mean, everything about insurance companies is to mitigate risk, right? So why are they going to put themselves in the middle of this cesspool of a situation when they knew going into this that this wasn't going to work?
Well, and that's the question. Did they know it wasn't going to work? At the end of the day, the government mandated that people buy their product. That had never been done before in the history of the United States. Of course, while that may have worked for insurers, what didn't work was the onerous mandates, regulations, and, you know, community rating system that was never going to make this problem this law sustainable. It's the things you and I have talked about, Bill. The law encouraged adverse selection so that younger, healthier people who don't need subsidies, are simply not signing up at the necessary rate. The enrollee pool is thicker and it's more expensive. It's costly for taxpayers, costly for insurance companies. That's what's driving premiums up. That's what's causing insurers to drop out. It was never going to be sustainable. This is what that debt spiral looks like. And the question is, where do we go from here? We'll get our first answer a week from today.
Well, right now, we'll start to get a little bit of it. We're starting to hear people across this country opening up envelopes and screaming and realizing what's happening to their premiums. We've been reporting premiums up well over 100% increase. 60, they're saying on a national average, somewhere between 22 to 25%. I got to imagine you're going to have some people moving out of states if they really need to depend on health care. And if they have that option, they're going to move out of these states that are going to be subjected, like Arizona, that are subjected to over 100% increase in premium. What do you think?
You know, I don't know if it's going to cause people to move or not. Basically, every state is being hit with some level of, a premium increase. What's going to happen is insurers are dropping out. There's already 3, 4, 5 states where there's only one insurer.
If you're lucky, yes.
Almost a third of every county in the country only has one Obamacare insurer. This law was sold on the promise of, if you have a pre-existing condition, you can be insured. If you're 26, you can stay on your parents, under 26, you can stay on your parents' plan. That may or may not be true, but the options to do so in huge, huge swaths of the country are simply not good. When there's only one insurer in the market. And so we're either going to move in the direction of taxpayer bailouts and single-payer public option-style health care, or if we keep the Senate in conservative hands, we'll have a Congress with a conservative majority that will say absolutely not and begin to push to put states back in control, put individuals and put doctors back in control.
Exactly. And open up the state lines, let these insurance companies sell across state lines. Let's bring back the free market to our health care. Could you imagine that concept, Akash?
That's exactly right. And there's things that we're encouraging now at the state level, right? Even within the confines of Obamacare, there are reforms that states can be making today to not just put an insurance card in people's pockets, but actually increase the supply and the competition of healthcare. Things like certificate of need regulation, the scope of practice for mid-level providers like nurses and nurse practitioners, reforming medical malpractice. These things have nothing to do with Obamacare, but have everything to do with the amount of healthcare, the amount of competition in healthcare, and the cost of healthcare within those states that lawmakers should be pursuing today.
Well, one of the things they didn't look at, it seems like, Akash, in retrospect, was the delivery of healthcare. And, this is what this is about. I mean, what you're talking about is the delivery of healthcare, not just going around and saying, well, I've got a healthcare card. Yeah, but what's it worth? Today it's an absolute disaster and people are paying a big price. You've got people across this country that are opting to not put their families at risk and not proceed with any kind of healthcare option because of what it means to their family. And I mean, that's heartbreaking to think that people are making those choices, but that's the reality of some households in this country.
That's exactly right, and I think that's what's being lost on people. The president continues to applaud this law and say it's working as it should. Even, infamous Jonathan Gruber, who wrote this law, he said they passed it with the stupidity of the American voter, and now it's important as intended. They're either choosing to ignore or are completely oblivious to the real negative impact that's happening on people. People, 1 in 5 Americans has put off receiving care for a worsening medical condition because they were worried about out-of-pocket.
Exactly. Well, Akash, we got to leave it right there. Remind everybody where they can go because we need to activate this voter base, and they need to let their senators, their congressmen know what their true sentiment is all about and what they need to support, where they need to go.
It's BUST, B-U-S-T, bustthebailouts.com. You can learn how much your premiums are going up. Contact your member of Congress. I encourage you to hold those members of Congress accountable.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for